Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy Long Beach Joe back again to talk about this debacle of a game by the New York Jets. What a horrific game. Jets lose to the Colts 7-36. This was uncompetitive. Another game where we're forced to sit back and watch a team that is trash go out there and flail and not put anything together. We looked horrific offensively. Horrific. We looked bad defensively. Bad. Guys running wide open down the field. Allie Cox running wide open down the field. Their running game, they were able to get that going as well. Guys just moving the ball any way that they wanted to on us, and it didn't even matter if they didn't have their starters in. Their backups were taking care of business too. We couldn't stop anybody. We couldn't get anything started. The play calling was bad yet again by Gaze. Sam doesn't look good. He throws 3 interceptions in the game. One, a critical red zone interception. Actually, 2 red zone. Oh, my God. It was bad. It was bad. It was all bad. Just nothing to take from this game. Gaze should be fired. He should be fired immediately. He shouldn't even be allowed to get back on the team plane. Nothing. He should be gone ASAP. We're going to dive into it. If you're looking for a kinder, gentler Joe, I'm telling you right now, player, it ain't happening. This is not the show for you. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. Love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, if you need some feedback, I love hearing about you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. Without further ado, folks, I'm ready to get into the show. I'm fired up, and I'm tired of watching the Jets. This is an atrocious product. This team is a damn joke. Everything about it. I can't believe they went out there and played the way that they did. Lifeless. No effort. I talked about the offense saying vanilla ass caused more draws. More draws on third down. More screens on third down. Third and long. Don't even try to push the ball down the field, Adam Gaze. Nope, just call another screen. No issues. It's not like we're trying to win football games around here, right? The defense, horrific. Horrific. McDougal being highlighted today. You're on a fourth and goal. A fourth and goal. You can make a stop. You're one-on-one with the running back, and you stick your nose in the grass? You completely whiff on a tackle? Are you serious? This team looked terrible all around. All around. It's a joke. The entire day, couldn't stop anybody. Guys running wide open down the field. Phillip Rivers just finding different guys. They just put it in cruise control at one point. The safety. Oh, my God. Becton goes down in the game as well. He's injured, dealing with a shoulder injury. Offensive line just imploded. McGovern's trash. This team is horrific. Seems horrific. I'm going to get to the callers, though. I'm not going to take up too much of the time here because I know you folks want to talk. I'm going to get to the callers. Got quite a bit on the line. As well as my guys in the chat, please keep chatting. We're going to go back and forth with you as well. This game was horrific to watch. Horrific. It's embarrassing to be a Jet fan. Completely embarrassing to watch a team get blown up like this. And seem to have no answer for anything that's going on out there. So I'm going to go to the calls first. 218-218, I'm coming to you first. Please tell me your name, where you're from, and what are your thoughts about this game?
Hey, what's up, Joe? I'm actually kind of new to your show, man. Love the show. Love what you do. Name's Jesse. Usually watch this team from Minnesota. Man, where to start? Where to start, man?
First off, Jesse, I want to thank you for calling in, my man. I want to thank you for listening to my content. You're the best. But, you know, I know you're frustrated.
I'm going to let you get your take off. Before I even start with how Sam ended up looking, because I do have a lot of thoughts on that. This is 3 weeks now, and in the past, because of the injuries, I've wanted to give Greg Williams a pass, but they just always look like they basically quit. Corners are 10 yards up from wide receivers. You know, like you were just saying, like I mean, I gave up before the end of the game this time, but. You know, even the backup quarterback now, once again, second week in a row comes in and makes the defense look like they don't even need to be on the field. Man, what is your thoughts on this defense right now?
This defense today looked horrific. It was terrible. We couldn't stop anybody. It was nuts. Guys were running. There were wide open holes that I saw Taylor just running through. Guys were running open in the secondary. Guys were running wide open in the secondary. Allie Cox was able to make a play. He was wide open in the secondary. You got hit. T.Y. Hilton out there making plays as well. He's getting flagged.
Yeah, they just look like superstars today.
Yeah.
Oh.
They look completely.
And then, you know, I'm sitting there, you know. Oh, and, you know, it's crazy because, I mean, Gase is one of the worst coaches. Clearly, this team has quit on him. And I've got a bad feeling we're going to get destroyed on Thursday, but I'm going to still watch because I love my team. But, yeah, the three picks by Sam, ugly, ugly. Like, you can't make those plays. And I do feel for the kid because then in the second half, without Mekhi Becton, I mean, he just really didn't have time, and some of the play calls were just trash. And, yeah, it's really hard to watch this team right now. you can't throw that ball in the end zone like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand the play calling's trash. I love Sam to death. Everyone knows that. I'm a big USC fan. When we got him, I was just to the moon. Loved it.
I agree.
But I understand the play calling's trash, but you can't throw that ball up like that in the end zone. Can't do that. You cannot do that. You can't try to make that play. You also can't throw that interception that he threw that was late. You can't do that either. You can't throw those balls. I understand the play calling's trash. I understand you're trying to make a play. I understand you're pressing. I understand that. But just either throw it away or just go down. That's better than a turnover. That turnover
exactly,
in the red zone. That hurt. And it's so crazy bad.
Because, I get we don't really have receivers, but, you know, make yourself look better, Sam, because it looks like everyone else is playing out there. Before you let me go, I did have a question. If what happens on Thursday like we're all expecting, I almost want to include Greg Williams in on two guys that they need to fire. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, when they clean house and they get rid of the staff, they're going to get rid of him too. Unless the new coach wants to keep him, I could see Greg Williams coming under fire. Absolutely, because the way the defense has been looking. I could absolutely see that.
Atrocious.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But I got a question for you. I know we've gone back and forth. We talked about the offense, and we talked a little bit about the defense and how bad they played. But what were your thoughts about McDougal's play when he's one-on-one with the running back and just completely whiffs on the tackle, puts his nose straight into the grass? What are your thoughts on that?
It's so frustrating because, you know, he was the guy that brought up how bad the practices were. You know, he's a former starter in Seattle. How do you miss that play? Clearly, you got a free shot at this kid. Like, but Ashton Davis is apparently hurt, so they've got no one to replace McDougal. So it's a mess.
Yes.
It's a mess.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the wide receiver core? Were you excited about Cager, some of the plays that he was making?
You know, I did like seeing Cager. I mean, yeah, he's not going to get a lot of separation on a former two-time Pro Bowler like Xavier Woods. I really like Braxton Berrios, but when he is becomes your first option, you know that you've got issues. You know, this is a guy, I think the Jets are now his fourth team. After being drafted, I believe, by the Patriots a couple years ago. And the kid, you know, Braxton can run routes and find, it will find ways to get open, you know, when his quarterback needs him to. But, you know, when he's your second option, that's when you know you have problems. I do like seeing Cager, but man, it's like I kind of want to see what Sam actually looks like with Rashard and Jameson and Braxton and Denzel Mims out there, because Lord knows in a tough situation, Chris Herndon can't catch a ball apparently.
Yeah, look, that's exactly where I was going to go with you as well. What were your thoughts about Chris Herndon and Ryan Griffin? Don't you think that those guys should have had more production than they did? I know Herndon looked terrible out there. He was dropping balls too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about the whole tight end situation is that also shows a lack of creativity from this head coach, this offensive genius thing, because you know what these two guys are capable of. We've seen what these two guys are capable of, and you don't find ways to just scheme them open. Play action where they chip a block and then, you know, run a 5-yard cross. Anything just to help your quarterback out, like that's terrible coaching. And hopefully we won't be living with it, but until Friday. That's my hope at this juncture.
Yeah. So, hey, listen. First off, I want to thank you for calling in. And my final question to you is going to be, do you think Gase gets fired immediately after this game?
You know what? If it's as bad as I'm starting to think, Blake Bortles literally just signed there. And, you know, of course, the rumor came out that, you know, the owners are finally listening to people and they're finally going to, you know, keep an eye on the next two games. I would think that the Johnson brothers go, okay, we got to pull the plug on this because the team looks uncompetitive. It's ugly every single week. And now we've got a young quarterback at this juncture who under this coach looks like he's just lost his confidence. And if you want to try to salvage something out of Sam, you got to get some of this staff out of here and see what you actually have in this team as it tries to get healthy and come back either later week to the season.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, man, I want to thank you for calling in, man. When I go live next time and I have a show, please call in again. I loved hearing from you, and you have great takes.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, man.
All right, you have a good night. Man, listen, that last caller brought the fire. It's great to speak to him. Dude, I'm so upset. I mean, I'm just completely upset. Adam Gase is the worst. The way that this team played is the worst. That's right, boo them. They are garbage. They are complete garbage. Boo them again. I cannot believe that they went out there and played this way against the Colts and get beat 36-7. They had their backups in on cruise control and got a safety. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to keep going to the callers. I'm going to come back to the callers in a second. Oh, man. I'm going to get to the chat really quickly. Mike in the chat says, Long Beach Joe, it's Sam's third season. Do you see progress? I don't. Listen, I'm seeing that Sam is stuck with a coach that doesn't understand how to utilize his talent or his skill set. I do see that Sam needs to stop pressing. He needs to stop throwing footballs where they don't belong and trying to play hero ball at times. I understand that the offensive line is not blocking the way they should be. I understand that there's pressure there. Even when you watch that miracle play when he was running away from guys and we got that 7 because he threw it into the end zone, he ran away from like 4 or 5 guys. He's running for his life. I get that. But you can't turn the ball over like that because you're going to hurt us. That's killing us. That red zone interception killed that drive. I understand the play calling is trash. I get that play call was trash. But just don't throw that ball. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. I'm going to go back to the callers. Everyone in the chat, please keep chatting. I'll come back to you in a second. 732, I'm coming to you. Let me know your name, where you're from. What are your thoughts about this horrific effort by the Jets?
Hey, this is Tim from New Jersey. How are you?
Tim. To be honest, I'm not doing so well, but it's good to talk to you, and I want to thank you for calling in, my man. What are your thoughts about this Jets game?
You know what, man? I'm going to talk just for like 30 seconds on just the bigger picture. Like, I started as a Jets fan for probably the same reason as a lot of other people, blue collar team, hard workers, underdogs, somehow found the heart to compete. I'm talking to Chad Pennington. I'm talking to Testaverde. I'm talking to LaDainian Tomlinson. I'm talking to, you know, Martin, all those people that just drag you and reel you into being a Jets fan because of that heart. And I'll be honest with you, man, I'm kind of at an impasse. Like, I've been living in South Jersey for the past, and Philly for the past, like, 13 years. And the amount of shit that I've had, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse. I had to take being a Jets fan in that region and trying to defend this organization for all those core reasons that brought us here to begin with. And I just had nothing, man, for going on a decade now. I had no defense for this team anymore. I love them. I still love them. But, man, God, I just don't know what to do. I look forward to Sunday because I want a team that I can get behind, you know. I want a team that I can be proud of. I want a team that goes in as the underdog and puts up a fight. They may not win, but they surprise everybody else in the league and they get a little respect as a result. That's the team that I want back. This team is with bringing in Adam Gase was just kind of, for me, like the nail in the coffin. You know what I mean? I mean, all you had to do was look in Miami. That's all you had to do. I don't understand this organization. I don't know if when Trump, brought Woody out as the diplomat to the UK and made his brother in charge, I don't know if that was the reason that this entire organization completely fell apart, because I just feel like Chris Johnson completely phones it in. He must not be in the office. He must not be in the office, because how do you step foot in that office every single day and take a look at the faces of your players and somehow come out on press day and say that you still think he is a brilliant mind? I mean, it just to me, I'm just over it. You know what I mean? Like, they must think we're stupid at this point, because it's just unacceptable. And that's really all I got. Yeah. I don't want to get into detail, but I appreciate your time. I love what you do, and I've been watching you for a while. This is my first call-in.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Tim. Can I ask you one question before you take off? I know you want to go, but I just want to get your thoughts on Sam Darnold before you take off. I know I got a lot of callers, but, I'll get to everybody. But I want to get your thoughts on Sam Darnold, because you talked about Gase and the impact that he's had on the team. And one of the reasons why he was brought here initially, we were told, was to better Sam Darnold. And we're not seeing that. We're not seeing Sam Darnold get better. We're seeing Sam Darnold's growth and progression be hindered by the play calling. How do you feel about that, man?
You're absolutely right. And I absolutely think that was a corporate name drop. I think Peyton Manning made that move happen. And it did. And he probably helped it make it happen for Gase in Miami as well. And this is just one of those situations, unfortunately, that I see sometimes in corporate America as well, where if you know the right people, you're going to get the job. But it couldn't have happened to a worse team at a worse time. And I think Sam Darnold, I think everybody's going to be running out in the media, as they already have this past week, about tanking for Trevor. And you had sort of a 50-50 response to that movement of, you had some people scratching their heads now. They're like, well, I'm not sure. Is it the play calling? Is it not? And then, fast forward to right this second, where we're just coming off a game where he throws two pick sixes and three interceptions. And going back to your point earlier about he has the heart, he has the quality for leadership, he has all the intangibles, he has the talent, he has the arm. So what is it? I mean, it probably is him at this point hitting his apex of ability to deal with this BS. And he's trying to go out and just make plays where there are no plays. And he's making bad mistakes. Yeah. And unfortunately for him, Sam Darnold doubled down today and he lost. And so what's going to happen now is the media is now going to double down on him in this coming week. And I just hope that the true Jets fans out there that understand football at its core understand that Sam Darnold is our quarterback. He just has the wrong coach and he has no receivers. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, that was
and
a fire
I hate
take
it. It
right
breaks
there.
Real quick, let me just part with.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You got time.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see such an innocent, likable young guy who wants nothing but to help his team succeed get absolutely I mean, here's the thing. It's so critical in the first couple of years when you have especially a guy that is that young. He's so moldable. It is so critical that you have a coach that can get him as an entree into the NFL, make him comfortable, and get him to elevate his game and grow. So if you have the exact opposite, which Sam Darnold has had in his first 3 years, I made a comment in the chat earlier, which probably was lost on people because it was a little bit ominous and didn't have a lot of detail. But the comment was, this is why, you know, how many Tom Brady's have been out there that ended up riding the bench as a backup or ended up spending a couple, 2-3 years in the league with 18 different coaches and took the brunt of the fault and ended up just out of the league in 3.5-5 years, right? How many Tom Brady's were there in the third or fourth string where they just got a terrible coach and this is what happened? And this is my concern about Sam Darnold, because I see the exact same talent wasting going on with him. And it just breaks my heart, because it's like the Jets already don't have enough pieces and they need like 20 other pieces. This is the one guy that you already have. You have him on a rookie contract. You have the talent level. You have everything you could want, and they're just squandering it. And look, a microcosm example of that is when he squandered the entire Le'Veon Bell talent. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? For 2 years, we've been watching one of the best running backs in the history of the NFL rot away on the Jets sideline to the point where he couldn't even keep his mouth shut anymore. And this dude has put up with the media at the highest pinnacle of the spotlight and been able to make it through. So you can tell there must be something drastically and critically wrong with what's happening internally in that locker room. And I think it all starts with Gase. Which is, again, back to my original point, which is it just blows my mind. I don't understand what's going on with the organization. So I'll just leave it. I'll leave it to the rest of the people to expound on my points for me.
Yeah. But I appreciate so my last question before my last question before I let you go is, in your mind, if you're the owner, mm-hmm. do you fire Adam Gase directly after this game, or do you let him go into Thursday and face the Broncos?
If I'm the owner, Adam Gase was gone at the end of last season. But, yes, to answer your question, gone tomorrow, if not tonight.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Tim, man.
Honestly, in the real world, dude, in the real world of business, we're talking about, you know, billion-dollar organizations. In the real world of business, first of all, you don't get paid as much money as people like Adam Gase does to do a job like Adam Gase. In the real world of business, you're probably doing 2-3 people's jobs for, you know, a pretty crappy salary and then, you know, doing your best to make a way. This guy is getting handed money and he doesn't even have an excuse. This guy would have been gone way, way long time ago if this was real world business, because they don't put up with lack of production in the real world. That's why this is blowing my mind, because there must be something terribly wrong with the organization, because you're not winning. You're not giving your fans any reason to put up with the prices of tickets. You're not giving your fans any product to really watch and get excited about. On top of that, you're pandering to them in the media, thinking that they're idiots, that they can't see the awful product you're putting out every week and giving lame excuses for it week after week. It's like, I mean, we should pull a Green Bay Packers and just all go in and own the team. And then we can get together once a year and we can vote on who we want as coach. Because I guarantee you, if Mike McCarthy was our coach right now, we'd be doing a little better. I don't know about winning, but we'd be doing a little
better. I'm right there with you, Tim. Again, man, I want to thank you for calling in, man. It was great to speak with you. Again, when I'm live again, please call in. I loved your takes. Love having a chat with you, man.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate everybody in the chat, and I enjoy your show. So have a great night, and I'll be in the chat just listening.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Man, what a call by Tim. Tim called in and just laid it all out. Like he said, this is ridiculous to have a guy in here doing the things that he's doing. But one of the things that he pointed out outside of the absolute nonsense that is Adam Gase is, hey, Chris Johnson, what are you doing?
You're the one that got us into this situation. How could you possibly look at this situation and think that it needs to continue? How can you sit in front of the media? How can you sit in front of the world, the media, the fans, everybody, and tell us things like Adam Gase is a brilliant offensive mind? Do you watch the games? Do you think we're idiots? Do you think that we don't see what's going on out here? We're watching this team get blown out week after week, getting beat by double digits consistently, looking uncompetitive, looking lifeless. The offense was 32nd last year. It looks like it's going to be the same way this year. Do you think we're that dumb? You're the worst owner in all of sports, Chris Johnson, all of sports. I keep saying he's terrible. It's insane. I'm going to go back to the callers in a second. I'm going to hit the chat. My chat boys are chatting up. Randy Yaw says, Herndon sucks. Randy, first off, salute to you. Listen, Herndon did not look good today. Griffin had drops. Herndon didn't look good. Sam oh my God. Just go to TJ Decker's comment. TJ Decker, I really don't see how Gase makes it past this week. Honestly, I don't see it either. I do not see how after this game, where you just came out and looked horrific offensively, I don't see how you keep your job. I don't see, especially with the rumors that we already have coming out from Mort, who's already reported, hey, the Jets internally are really looking at Adam Gase. It's going to be tight eyes on the situation. We shouldn't even have to worry about keeping a steady look at the situation. There shouldn't be tight eyes on the situation. His ass should be fired. Goodbye, gone. Question answered. There's nothing else to talk about. His inept offense, his inept play calling, his inept handling of talent on the roster, whether it be Le'Veon Bell, whether it be Sam Darnold, anyone else that we've had, that is enough to get you out of here. Goodbye. Because I want you folks to think about this. When you have inept coaches, right? Like, remember when we had Todd Bowles? One of the worst things about having Todd Bowles, he made horrific in-game decisions. He was a bad game manager, so on and so forth. But his presence here as a head coach made it hard to evaluate talent on the team. That's what we're here to do. We're a team that's still trying to build. We're trying to figure out who needs to stay, who needs to go. We can't figure that out because this guy can't coach. So we don't know what some of these players are capable of under his tutelage because he's such a bad head coach. That's why we're sitting here talking about Sam. We all think Sam is going to be better. We all think that he has the tools to be a better quarterback. Hell, all the analysts do too. But under Adam Gase, under his inept play calling, under his inept usage, under his inept handling as a head coach, it makes you question Sam's talent. And we got a long laundry list of things that we need on a football team. Do you want to add quarterback to that? We've been looking for a quarterback for how long now? They don't grow on trees for us. Get Adam Gase out of here now. End of discussion. I'm going to go back to the callers for a second. Chat guys, keep chatting. Wherever you're watching me from or listening to me from, whether it be Blog Talk or any of my streaming platforms, I want to thank you. Again, no cursing on my show. Drop a couple of curses, I'll get you out of here as soon as possible. It's a family show. Watch what you say, please. 619, I'm coming to you. 619, give me your name. Give me where you're from. Let me know what you think about this horrific effort by the Jets today.
Yeah, this bruh XRP. Living in Florida right now.
Bruh, how are you doing? How are you doing today?
Oh, man. Right now, I need the owner to get on the presser and say, listen, I take full responsibility for what was going on right now. That's the only thing and you need to hand out season tickets to everybody, okay, to make up for this. Now, Sam Darnold, as bad, I just been getting real mad and whatever and just been saying crazy stuff in the chats about Tank for Trevor. I honestly still think Darnold has a chance with us. But the bottom line is Gase, he needs to be gone right now. Like, he can't be doing this live presser after the game. Like, he needs a one-way ticket wherever. I've been checking out the chats from like different sites. I mean, we got Jet fans out there saying Rich Kotite right now is sitting back eating popcorn, having a great time watching all this.
I'm sure he is.
I'm just like,
because Gase has clearly taken over as one of the worst coaching hires in our entire franchise history. Clearly, yeah.
But we got to be
so
top
bad
five at the worst franchise history wise.
Oh. It's atrocious. Yeah. But, we could talk about Adam Gase, okay? And we're already going there, but I want to get to this defense with you real quick. What were your thoughts about the effort or lack of effort that you saw out there from these guys? I mean, there were guys running wide open all day long in the secondary. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
They look like they were running prevent defense all game since the first quarter. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, you had DBs 15 yards deep. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a long game right here. I mean, and then in goal line situations, you know, you got missed tackles by McDougal or May. You can't have that. You cannot have that. What else? Quentin Williams, he looked like he was doing this thing the first of two quarters, and that was it. After that, he disappeared.
Oh, my God. And not,
I
not
mean,
just him.
Desir
getting beat in that penalty as well.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Let me tell you, Darnold with those three interceptions, two pick sixes, that honestly broke my heart right there. Like, I was ready to just hang it up. I'm honestly ready. Like, we need ownership to step up here and say, listen, I made a mistake with that comment. The same way he got on the news and said what he said, trying to endorse that Gase is the greatest, you know, offensive mind all time or whatever that comment was, he need to come right back out here and own up to everything, man. It's the bottom line, you know. And Darnold don't get a pass either. You know, as much as I do not like Gase, Darnold was the quarterback. He was the one out there looking at his first and second reads, the third reads. You know what I'm saying? So you got to throw it away, too. If your first and second, third reads ain't there, throw it away, man. Don't even bother trying to scramble. If you're going to scramble, you need to get to that first down or pick up positive yardage. Don't sit here and act like, oh, I'm scrambling, but I'm going to come back because I'm going to set up for the tight end. No, we already saw what that looked like.
Yeah, but you know the thing, and I understand that, and I'm a big proponent of saying, Sam, listen, stop, don't play hero ball, okay? Don't force the ball where it doesn't need to be. But that remember, okay, after that interception initially we came out, we were like, that was a horrible throw. But then he comes back on the next drive, drives down and makes a miracle, just magical drive, comes down and scores a touchdown using his feet to extend the play and gets it to a guy in the end zone. So it's like, you know, it's like, listen, you need to know when to do that and when, you know, don't force the ball somewhere it doesn't belong. If you see a guy, okay, hit him. But don't force a ball into, you know, he tried to make a throw. I think it was to Herndon. It was in between three guys.
Like, yeah, man, that was not good.
You can't be doing that stuff.
One get picked. That could have been the fourth pick
He's just got to understand when to stop. Like, and I understand he's pressing. I know that. Look, I've watched him, you know, since he was at SC. I understand that he's pressing, but he needs to understand that at this level, you cannot chuck balls up like that. Because, like, we just talked about two pick sixes. You just gave him two touchdowns. In the league, most teams – we play the Chiefs later on this year, right?
Don't even worry about that one.
Game over. Game over.
Right.
We ain't got to talk about nothing.
And then the safety, that's on Darnold. You got to throw that one away.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of guys. Whoever the left tackle was, I think it was McDermott at that point, the left tackle and McGovern, they were in the backfield. they came after protection completely broke down there. I mean, it was absolutely terrible. But listen, my final question to you, because I got to keep going. I got a lot of callers, but I want to thank you for calling in. But my final question to you is, in your opinion, should Gaze be fired right now, right after the game? Should he have been fired, or do you think they should give him a chance to go into Denver and see what he can do there?
Hell no, he ain't going into Denver. He needs to get – listen, Gaze, right now, public service announcement, you will get your clipboards, your pens, and paper through the mail. Don't even come back to the squad bay. Don't come to the team room. We will mail you your stuff.
Oh, man. Listen, I want to thank you for calling in, man. Next time I have a show, please call in. I love talking to you, bro.
All right, bro. Hey, go Jets, man.
All right, you have a good night, bro.
You too.
Listen, bro, calling in. Just as livid and irate as everyone else. It's so tough. So tough being a Jets fan. I mean, Darnold has three picks. Two of them are pick sixes. The protection is breaking down. We're seeing him run for his life. The offense is doing nothing, lifeless. Guys are dropping footballs. Griffin had a drop. Herndon had some drops. The defense can't stop anybody. And just when you think, the game's bad. We're getting beat bad. They give up a safety. That's Jets football. That's Jets football. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. Again, I want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank everyone for listening wherever you're listening to me from. Truly appreciate it. Chat boys, coming to you. TJ Decker in the chat says, it's awful, man. I'm numb at this point. I would think I'd be numb too. But when we got Sam Darnold, like I told people earlier, I got a little bit, it picked my spirits up. I'm not as numb as I used to be. But the way things are looking right now, the way that we're playing, the way that we're being coached, atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. Randy Yall says, I don't even get upset anymore. I can only laugh at this point. Yeah, you should laugh. Jets are a joke. Jets are a complete joke. Complete joke. TT in the chat, shout out to you, TT. TT says, Jets are in a scary situation. A bad team at this point doesn't even know if Sam is a franchise quarterback, unlike the Bengals of Burrow. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of fans that are questioning if Sam is the franchise quarterback. I understand watching this game, if you have like some, whoa, this was not a good great game for Sam. It wasn't. But it wasn't a good game for Adam Gaze either. And the fact that he's still here, the fact that he was allowed after what we saw last year, he was allowed to come back, and the offense is looking exactly the same. The fact that he was allowed to come back, that's on ownership. You are ruining your franchise quarterback. I've talked about this. It's mind-boggling. The Jets act like we're some factory of franchise quarterbacks. It's mind-boggling. The Jets act like we're some franchise that has been offensively, in the know for years. We've been an offensive juggernaut in the league for years. We have not. If you got something the same way we got something in Darnold, where we see the talent, you got to covet that, especially when we're in the position that we're in. You can't take chances with Gaze again. It's a mess. This entire team's a mess. Chat boys, keep chatting. I'm going to go back to the callers. 984, I'm coming directly to you. I want to get your thoughts on what you saw out there, how you feel about this Jets loss. And a lack of just effort.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Yeah, this has been a terrible period for me. I had a chance to see the game, and it was miserable. It was it was about as bad as I've seen the Jets look in a long time. See, I've been a Jet fan for 40 years. I go back to Klecko and Richard Todd and what it is with the franchise, because they've been under such abysmal ownership. It has really harmed this franchise. It's hurt the brand. It really has. From Leon Hess, he wait till his tail get old, talking about takeover and him hiring Rich Kotite and, that whole debacle. And then looking at what's going on with Adam Gase, it doesn't seem real,
It doesn't. And first of all, I want to thank you for calling in. I love talking to you, calling from the Carolinas. And, you know your Jets.
Yes, I do. I've been a fan for a long time. Sometime, I think, since I've been working the last 5 years at the airport, my schedule's been pretty heavy. But I try to catch up whenever I can. You know, I tune into platforms like yours, and it's good to see you got your own platform and look like you're gonna be all right. It's just going to take a little while to build yourself up. But once you really get your stuff established, you're going to be off the hook.
Thank you so much. I want to start at the top, all right? Again, I want to thank you for calling in. I truly appreciate your kind words because this team is taking me. I ain't going to lie to you. I want to start with Sam Darnold. What are your thoughts about his production today, and what are your thoughts about the game he played, the 3 interceptions, the 2 pick-sixes? How are you feeling about him?
I mean, it's like you can see him pressing and pressing, and you can see some. It's like on one side of it, you can see he's made progress, but it's been very meager progress, obviously slight progress from what he was his rookie year. But then it's like you see those flashbacks of regression to what the first year was, you know, throwing the ball up, like the first play against the Detroit Lions his rookie year. Remember that? And it's
Oh, man, yes.
It's like a military vet. You get them flashes and something happens to you. I don't know with Donald. Sometimes he looks brilliant. He looks like he can do so many magnificent things. And then all of a sudden something, I don't know, he'll have a hiccup and throw the ball up. It's like something happens to him out there. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I think it could be related to the coaching more than anything. I think once you get a good coach to really, really clamp down on him and get him to study his film and get him to really be better prepared, you know, for pregame situations, I think you'll see him making better decisions. That's what it comes down to. Because you put him under a good, stern, no-nonsense, disciplinary coach like a Bill Parcells, you know, they wouldn't put up with that. Not throwing no ball up. They'll call your tail back on that sideline. You know, when the Parcells was young, he didn't take no mess. Now, he was rough. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Donald will have a rough time. But what it is, it's time for the owners to step up and start acting like owners and start acting like, I don't know what they're acting like. You know, you got one of them, one of the brothers, he over there in London. I mean, I can get you going over there if you're going over there to tap a pipeline or talent, you know, like from Europe, like maybe another J.J. Watt or Wes Welker. I can get with that. But if you're just over there, just wasting time and it's not bringing anything back for your franchise, it's a rare privilege to own an NFL franchise. It's not a right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look at my other team because I'm from New York. I became a Jets fan and Yankee fan in 1980. I was 12 years old. I'm 52 years old now. Now, you look at all those years with those two franchises. Sadly, George is gone. Sometimes in my mind, I play these scenarios. What if George Steinbrenner owned the Jets? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I say, how different it would have been had we had a no-nonsense leader like a him, like a George Steinbrenner, a Vince Lombardi. You know, we never had anybody like that. Like Bill Parcells was with us, but he was with us for a very short time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're hitting the nail on the head right there. I think that's if you look at all the issues that we have franchise here throughout, you know, the time that the Johnsons have owned it, the common denominator is them. So many dumb decisions, so many bad hires, so many nonsensical moves that made no sense, that did not help the team at all or put the team in a worse spot. And hiring Gaze is one of them.
I don't know. I mean, you know,
and not only did he hire him, but he
stuck
his chest out and told the rest of the fan base that he wasn't trying to win Twitter. He was trying to win games. He was serious. They stuck their chest out with this one. He even doubled down on it, called him a brilliant offensive mind. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah, the ownership is delusional. These are delusional, foolish, you know, rich folks that are delusional. They're not living in the same reality, unfortunately, we do. We're on the ground. You know, we have no choice but to face it. But these guys are in the ivory tower. You know how that is. They're delusional and foolish. And, I mean, the only hope they have to salvage any respect from Jet fans, they got to fire Gates. And they not only have to fire Gates, they got to get a good, tough, no-nonsense coach. I don't understand why they didn't hire Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule had a good reputation. I didn't realize until a month later, I looked him up. I said, this guy from Jersey, Matt Rhule. I said, what? And then I heard some good stuff about it. I said, people like him. Got a good reputation turning the program. I said I would, you know, be willing to give him a shot, even though he was a college coach.
I got a question though, and I hear what you're saying, and I understand. Sure. You know, people want to fire Gaze. I want to fire Gaze as well, right? I've been talking about that for a long time. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. When you look at this Jets franchise from a, you know,
from a leadership standpoint, we've been a circus for I don't know how long, right? Why would any top coaching candidate want to come here when you look at the ownership that you got to deal with, when you look at the media pressure that you got to deal with, and you look at the way that the Jets are a complete circus? What would make a top head coaching candidate want to come here?
It's going to be tough. I think what it is, we've got to take a look at not so much the big name. We got to take a look at that under-the-radar guy that's just waiting
for the
opportunity. Got the talent. He's tough. You know, he's got to be, first of all, tough, no-nonsense, very meticulous. When it comes down to details, preparation, you know, that kind of guy. I don't know who that guy is. I hadn't done the research yet, but that's coming in the months to come. I'm going to have to start looking. I know you imagine you'll be looking at some coaching candidates as well. What it is going to be
happening
under the radar guy. It might be a college coach, even though I know it's risky because it's not an established guy, but we have seen it work out. Even though it worked out on a more bigger level with Jimmy. I think Jimmy Johnson, obviously, you know, he and the ownership, Jerry Jones, you know, worked out with them. I think that's a rare exception, but I'd be willing to give a shot to a young college coach if he's allowed to go on, hire his own coaches, bring his own system here. Give him a shot, even if he's like a little smaller guy, but somebody that people can truly vouch for, that he really got some ties with it. He's got to be a good man, a hardworking man, no nonsense, you know what I'm saying, that believes in structure, discipline, order, preparation, you know, all the things that the good coaches do, and maybe someone who we can grow with to take us forward. Yeah. We feel we have a, you know, a chance to really turn this program. The Jets can be turned around. We've seen it happen. You look at the Seattle Seahawks, historically, I've been a Jets fan since 1980. Back in the day, the Seahawks weren't very good. They had Jim Zorn and what's his other wide receiver that used to be out there? You know what I'm talking about? Steve Largen and all of that. They weren't very good. But now we've seen decades later, because they're on a different, probably different kind of ownership group, you see the Seahawks, you don't even recognize them. They got a different logo and everything. And they turned that program around. It took decades for them to do it. But it can be done. They're a classic example of that.
Yeah.
We can do it, but we just have to get the right kind of people to get this thing turned, get us a coach. And it don't always have to be the big name. It can be the under-the-radar guy that nobody's talking about, that certainly has the qualifications and certainly probably would deserve that opportunity, somebody that the people truly could root for, you know, fan and prognosticators alike, you know?
Yeah. And I hear you. And I know we're talking about Adam Gase quite a bit, but I want to flip the switch and talk about the defense. I want to talk to you about Greg Williams. Give me your thoughts on him and this game plan and how the defense could not stop anything today. How did you feel about his side of the ball
his
game plan today?
You know what it is with Greg Williams? I think, unfortunately, and I said, I don't know if you remember the other week I called and spoke to you, we lost too many good players. We lost Jamal. We lost C.J. Mosley, and then injuries to Avery Williamson. I mean, the defensive backfield group, you know, graded out a little bit better. You know, no Tremaine Johnson. He's finally gone. But we still needed work on this secondary. And when we lost Jamal, when we lost C.J. Mosley, he opted out. It's like my gut. You know, you get this feel like you're in an elevator. You feel your gut pulling. And I can literally feel my gut pull. When C.J. opted out, I said, uh-oh. Wow, he's gone. So this is not going to be pretty. This is going to be bad. And it just so happens. You see that. That's why you see those third down and 30-something runs and stuff like that. It's not the same unit.
Yeah.
Now, we do have some guys that can play for other teams. Obviously, a healthy Avery Williamson, Marcus May, Quentin Williams, are guys that have the caliber of ability that they can start for other teams, but it's not enough. That's a good core group to start with, but it's not enough. You can't lose that much talent, losing two all-pro players and Jamal Adams, C.J. Mosley, and not have it had a detrimental effect on you. You see it. You see it spiritually and every way with this unit. It's not the same defense anymore. That's the hard reality we had to face as Jet fans. It's not the same defense without those two in there. We lost a lot of talent. It's going to take several years to replenish that talent, and try to rebuild the unit. We got it, but the thing about us, because we've been out of the playoff loop, we're going to need to focus on our offense, scoring points, time of possession, and that's how we're going to win games. Not through defense. The way the league is now is predicated on scoring points and offense. It's not like it was in 1970s and 80s. You know what I'm saying? You had the Bears defense, the Monsters of Midway, the Giants with Lawrence Taylor. The league rules against contact, the excessive hitting and stuff like that, cut that out. It's not the same anymore. It's hard to put together a top-tier defensive unit. The Seattle Seahawks were one of the last great units we saw. Legion of Boom was one of the last great defense we saw. It's hard to do now. You can't touch wide receivers at the 5 yards. You can't have excessive. They cut out that hitting, you know, helmet to helmet, which I agree with, you know, because it's safer for the sake of the game. But it's not the same physical game it was. If you take a look at NFL's crunch score, you still see that on YouTube. I downloaded it because it's a classic. You see the difference in the old games from the Giants with Carl Banks and them. I mean, you be wincing. You see the hit, you wincing, and the stuff is scary, you know, because you see how different the league was then, the culture, and how it is now. So what it is, you got to get the best offensive line you can. I think the Jets laid a foundation with Beckman. They got to go forward and keep laying it on, though. They got the picks to do that. And they got to get the weapon. I'm looking at Jamar Chase for next year's draft. If we get a shot to draft this kid, we got to take him. We got to pile it on. Get Denzel Mims on the field, who I think is very talented and freakish and could do great things, too. You know, we still waiting to evaluate him, you know.
Yeah. Look, I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with everything you said, man. It was a lot of great takes. Listen, man, I want to thank you for calling in, my friend. When I go live next time, I want to hear from you as well again, man, because you absolutely know your stuff, and I love speaking to you.
And I'll be checking up on your live podcast when the games are on, and if I have an opportunity to call in, we'll talk again, no doubt.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You have a good night, man.
And you too. You take care, Joe.
All right. You have a good one. What a call. I mean, everything that he talked about, the lack of offensive production, the bad coaching, the impact that horrible owners will have on the football team, it's all there. And, I mean, we keep seeing it. But it just blows my mind that Chris Johnson couldn't see this. It's absolutely killing me. I cannot believe that we're going through the same issues that we basically were going through last year. As a matter of fact, it's worse. Because now we're really – you got people literally out here just absolutely looking at Darnold and being like, oh, this guy, we got to move on immediately. I mean, look how far we've gotten. Look what's happened here. You know, you got players that come out, they look lifeless. They look like they don't want to be coached by him at all. You got players already coming out and prior talking about, you know, the practices, all this stuff that's been going on, building up to this game, and we're just getting blown out after blowout after blowout. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. I'm going to go after the chat. I'm going to come back to the callers. When I come back, 848, you're going to be up when I come back. But I'm going to go to the chat real quick. TJ Decker in the chat says, nah. He's speaking about Gaze. He says, nah, he mails it in every time he's down big. That's a fact, TJ. TJ also says he can't coach based on fear. You have to call your shots regardless of the outcome. He's a coward coach. That's a fact. Adam Gaze just is horrific. Just absolutely horrific. Junio Rudy, shout out to you, Junio. Junio says, Gaze is a loser head coach. Nothing changes until the Johnson sale. I see your point there, Rudy. I see your point. A lot of people are saying a lot of the same things, that this team will not be a winner, that this franchise will not be able to come together and truly win until the Johnsons rid themselves of this football team, until we rid ourselves of the Johnsons. Until they're gone, until they're out of here, we'll just keep losing. We absolutely will keep losing. Rudy also says, Sam Darnold will succeed when he leaves the Jets. Another team would resurrect his career. Listen, Rudy, listen. I understand that there's a lot of Jets fans, you know, outside, you know, just talking, already talking about getting rid of Darnold, you know. And Rudy, I think he hit the nail on the head. When Darnold goes somewhere else, somewhere that is actually going to put him in a position to succeed, give him the right playmakers, give him the right protection, put him with the right coaching, we get rid of Sam Darnold. I'm telling you, whatever team he goes to, we're handing them playoffs. We're handing them victories. I'm telling you, we're handing them. And you know, Lord help us, he goes to, you know, somewhere that, you know, I don't even want to talk about that team that he could go to. But there's a team that has a tendency to take players that we throw away, they pick them up, and they really teach them, and they ascend with them. And they're in the division. I'll leave that clue to you. They're in the division. So now I'm really going to go back to the callers. I know there's going to be – I know there's been a bit of wait time. I got a lot of callers here. But if you called in, please don't drop off. I'll get to you as soon as possible. But 848, I'm going to come to you. Will you tell me your name, where you're from, and give me your thoughts on this effort by the New York Jets and this loss to the Colts 36-7.
Yo, it's Shaq, baby.
What's going on, my man? How are you doing today?
You didn't ask me that question, did you? You know how I'm feeling. You know me. You know me better than most Jets fans.
Yeah.
You know I'm bringing the heat. I'm going to try to bring so much heat that it's going to burn everybody's damn head.
Well, let's start at the top, Shaq. Give me your thoughts about Adam Gase and this coaching effort he put out there today.
Get rid of him. I sat there. I tried to take a player's opinion about him. I said, okay, I'll take your opinion. Carew, he said he's a smart guy. He likes him. He loves him. Okay, whatever. Who cares? I said, I'm going to ride with that. And from what I'm seeing, it's almost like the play calling that he has is like, it's almost like he's not helping Darnold. It's almost like he wants him out of there. Like, personally, my opinion, I believe Adam Gase and Joe Douglas are going to stay together for, another year or so. And
well,
they're going to get rid of
Gase.
Well,
you think comes back?
Yes. Yes, well, my personal
opinion.
You think
Gase comes back?
Do you think I want him to come back? Do you think I want him to come back? No, I don't want him to come back. I don't even want him here. But
you're
I feel
smoking
like,
crack. Stop.
Are you
like,
crazy?
Listen.
You're smoking crack.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. I feel like Joe Douglas and Adam Gase are best friends. Did you not hear that dumb nonsense? Christopher Johnson said, "You think he's getting rid of him right now? After saying that stupid comment, you think he's getting rid of him right now? No,
Shaq.
Of course not.
I hear what you're saying. But okay, at this point, then one of them's got to go. Somebody's got to be blamed. Either you're putting this on Darnold and you're saying we're getting rid of Darnold, or we're getting rid of Gase." They can't, like, both of them cannot stay here for another year together. We're already seeing. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
That's what I'm saying. Going to get rid of Sam. They're going to get rid of Sam.
Oh.
I said that's the plan. That's their plan. Because they didn't draft Sam. Joe didn't draft Sam. He's getting rid of every player that Mike Maccagnan has. And he's going to get rid of Sam. He's giving him no weapons and all of that. We're going to give up on him so early. And I pray to God he win a championship somewhere else. I pray to God. Because that seems like our MO. We get rid of players and they dominate. They dominate. Other places. Like Brandon Shell, we thought was the worst tackle we ever seen in freaking NFL history. He's over there in Seattle winning. Like this, I don't trust Joe Douglas or Adam Gase. I don't trust them. I obviously hate the owner. That's not even up for debate, dang owner.
Yeah.
And Adam Gase play calling is so terrible. And let's not forget the defense is Swiss cheese too. The defense is Swiss cheese as well. Everybody is wide open.
Talk about it, Jack.
Christopher Herndon, he's terrible in my – well, he's not as terrible, but the hype train that he got this offseason was ridiculous. You'd have thought he was the next Tony Gonzalez. Thought he was the next Tony Gonzalez, and he can't even catch a darn pass. Almost cursed.
Yeah. What are your thoughts
about
this?
He can't even catch a pass.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about this offensive line, the way they played, and the injury to Becton?
That was huge. I feel like the O-line has improved a bit because I know me and you talked about it. The O-line, might improve, but it's not going to improve as greatly as every other Jets fan thinks so. Sam still is getting flustered. It's either he's getting flustered still or he's just punch drunk from last year, and he's just trying to get that off. Because obviously today he didn't trust the O-line. He didn't trust the O-line at all today. You can tell the way he was playing he didn't trust it. He played like poop today. He played like poop today. But I'm not ready to give up on Sam. I'm not ready to give up on Sam. You can't operate when you have, what they said earlier, 18 different offensive linemen and 11 different starters. Like, how can you operate that way in 3 years? Are you serious? How can you operate that way? How? But he sucks. But he got to go. We got to go with weapons like this. It was one guy who posted. Damn. He posted the stat sheet. The stat sheet said unknown player. It was 2 catches for 32 yards. I don't know who had it, but it's the point of that's what Darnold is working with. You can't work that way. Like Lamar, he has great coaching, good offensive line. Josh Allen, tearing the league up. Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray abused D-Hop the first week.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Come on. Why? Like Adam Gase is the worst coach right now in the league. But why are we not talking about Joe Douglas as well? Why everybody is excluding him out? Anytime something good happened, oh, it's Joe Douglas. Well, when something bad happened, oh, Adam Gase had a say in it. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
He's just as bad. He's just that he's in this. He lied. He lied to Sam Darnold's parents. I am going to surround your son with playmakers and protection. You got part of the protection, right? But it ain't perfect. Playmakers is terrible. You lied. And so now, him and don't get me wrong. I don't want Adam Gase here. I don't want him here. I want him gone. I want him gone. He's a team destroyer. I don't want him here. But he brought Joe Douglas in. They're best friends. They're best friends. I don't think Joe Douglas is going to let him go. He's going to let him go.
I hear you, Shaq. I don't know if they're best friends. I know they worked together for a year, with I think it was the Bears. I think that they were working together with Honor.
Yeah.
Worked together with.
And Adam Gase.
The thing is, look. Yeah, but here's the deal. Business is business. Business is business. Because if you choose Adam Gase for another year and he fails, now you're on the hook for that. Now we can fire your ass, too. We can fire you, too.
Yep.
Now. Because before, you were saddled with the coach, right? Because we hired – Gase was already here. We actually hired you because you had worked with Gase. Because the GM search was literally about who has worked with Gase and who can work with Gase so that he doesn't get them fired like he did McCagnan, right? That was the whole GM search. Names the list was – full of guys that he had worked with in the past. But if you choose him, if you choose Mr. 32nd ranked offense, probably 2 years in a row, because it looks like the offense is going to be just as bad as well this year, if you choose him again, you're on the hook. That means if the offense fails again, if the team looks bad, you're on the hook for that, and I'll fire your ass too. I've talked about Joe Douglas as well on here. I don't leave him out. The draft that we had, I thought it was a decent draft. It was solid, right? I'm not bashing it, but to go into that draft, and I've said this in the past, to go into a draft that is supposed to be one of the drafts that was right with wide receiver, offensive playmaking talent, one of the most, drafts that have some of the most talent probably in NFL history. That's what analysts told me. And you only come out of that draft with one wide receiver, but you take a backup quarterback in the fourth. Some people even question the Zuniga pick as well. Why weren't those wide receivers on a team that you knew for a fact was going to have issues at offensive playmaker? You moved on for Robbie Anderson. You brought in Perryman. That wasn't a great move. Dotson opted out, but he's a first-round bust. He probably wouldn't be doing anything anyway. So there are issues. Go ahead.
Don't forget you said they should have traded Jamal Adams. We had the chance to get Lamb and Becton. And you said we should have got O-line. not forgetting what you said. And that's what we should have did.
Yeah.
That's what we should have did. You got a swing tackle. I sat there. I told you, Joe. I said, Joe, I swear on everything I love. As I was staring at that draft, all I kept telling people was, we should have listened to Joe. We should have listened to Joe. If anybody would have told me CeeDee Lamb was going to make it to the 17th pick, I would have said you're smoking. Y'all would have said you're smoking crack. And as soon as I said that, I said, oh, my God. Joe was right. We should have listened to Joe.
I tried to tell people, but it was because I understood the urgency that was needed in the situation because I saw this coming. When you have a quarterback in Sam Darnold that you have never surrounded with true weapons, he's never had a number one wide receiver, he's never had adequate protection. The coaching has always been suspect. It's especially bad this year. But even when you have a terrible head coach, right, if you fire him and move on from him, you still got to have some guys for the next head coach to work with. You still got to have playmakers out there. You still got to have guys that he can go to. You can't just leave the cupboard bare and go, well, you know, we'll figure it out later. No, figure it out now. You need offensive playmakers. You need weapons at wide receiver. This draft is full of them. Man, luck really fell our way, and we only draft one wide receiver? One? When guys like
CeeDee
Lamb was out there, I talked about it. I wanted CeeDee Lamb. I was screaming for CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy. I was screaming for that. I talked about Becton. I said, yeah, we definitely need to go O-line first because we don't have any good offensive linemen at all. But we need to get a wide receiver in here because if we don't, we're going to be in big trouble. Big trouble.
We could have had Lamb, Denzel Mims.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? The quarterback pick, we could have ignored that. We could have went so many ways. And it's like I said, like, I feel like they're going to give Adam Gase an excuse because of the injury. That's how I'm looking at this, Joe. That's how I'm looking at this.
I hear what you're
saying.
I'm
crazy. You're not the first person that said I'm crazy, but it's what I'm seeing. It's like I don't want him here. I don't want him here. I don't want him here.
I hear what you're saying, Shaq. But my thing is this: is that the excuses to me have ran out. I hear your injury excuse because I've seen that try to be used. There was a little bit of that last year. But then, how do you excuse the loss to the Niners? They were just as banged up, if not more. They lost their guy. Hell, they lost they came in without, one of their pass rushers? Then they lose their other pass rusher on the field. And you're still playing like all of those guys are there.
Jimmy Garoppolo played on one leg.
Yeah, Garoppolo plays on one leg. Like, all of these issues. And then he wasn't even, after the half, he was gone. He wasn't even playing anymore at all. So how do you make excuses for that? Because you're playing banged-up teams. How do you excuse last year when we played the Dolphins, who was a team that was literally in tank mode? They traded away all of their talent, and you got your ass beat by them too. You got beat by a Dolphins team that was 0-11. Last year, we were the first team in NFL history to get beat by 2-0
defeated teams.
Yeah, 2-0-7 or something. Yeah, 2-0-7 teams in the same season. Are you serious? Are you serious? You can't. I understand what you're saying, Shaq, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it. I've seen it too. But it's, how do you make those excuses when the writing is on the wall? I understand people talking about, and I hear what you're saying about the questions about Darnold and how people, you know,
I'm not going to move on from Darnold.
I know you're not questioning it. I know you're talking about others are questioning it, and, you know, they may move on from Darnold. But I know more about Adam Gase being bad than I do about Sam Darnold being bad. I know for a fact that Adam Gase is bad. I know that for a fact. What I do know about Darnold is he looked good in Bates' offense. We saw flashes. We said, whoa, this kid, we got something here. And then you showed up, Gase, and things have completely changed. Right?
His mechanics is off. He's going backwards.
Complete regression. And it only happened when you showed up, okay? Everything was good. This place smelled great. You showed up, it smells like a dumpster. It's you, bruh. You're the one that needs to put on the deodorant. It's you, okay? You're the musty guy. You know what I'm saying? Get in the shower and wash your ass. We're getting you out of here. You know, it's not Darnold. It's insane, man. It's insane. But I hear your take. Dude, if we get rid of Darnold and keep Gase, man, let me tell you something.
If that happens and they get draft a quarterback with one of the first rounds, oh my God. I am going to destroy Twitter. I am destroying Twitter. I am destroying Twitter. I am going to destroy Twitter. I'm calling for Joe Douglas and Christopher Johnson and everybody to get out of there. Early.
Dude, and they're just getting ready to do the same thing to Trevor Lawrence. Just mind-blowing, bro.
Exactly.
Mind-blowing.
Exactly.
It's insane.
I don't get it.
It is insane, bro.
But
I want to talk to you about the defense as well, man. I want to talk to you about the defense as well, bro. One of the worst plays I saw today. Oh, bro.
Bradley McDougal.
Go ahead.
I saw it. I saw your face. I instantly started laughing, Joe. Oh my God! I said, "What? What is this? What was that?
Are you serious?
You had a chance to at least slow the bleeding down, and you do that? You do that? That's the guy that's replacing Jamal that everybody was so hyped about. Are you kidding me? You serious? You serious? I hated the way Jamal went out, but right now, he's proving everybody right about what's going on in this organization. As much as I hate to say it, he's proving everybody right. They're not looking to win, which is stupid because then you're just going to destroy your quarterback. It's stupid. You're destroying, and I still feel like Sam can do it. Sam can do it. I still feel like Sam can do it because we're going backwards if you draft a quarterback with one of those first round picks. You're going backwards. Give him something. Give him something.
Man.
Give him something. Give the O-line some more juice because I still don't believe the George. I'm still not in the George fan hype. As a lot of people.
Fact.
I'm not on that.
Talk.
I'm not on that. I'm not with that. I'm sorry. I'm not with that. Get him a receiver. Get another O-line. You know, we could get an edge rusher with that first. But another first-round pick. Don't waste your pick on a quarterback and go backwards. That's stupid. That's stupid.
You know, and you let me, you know, because I hear what you're saying, Shaq, and we're on the same page or same wavelength. Because you hit the nail on the head. What people don't understand when you say go backwards is, a lot of people think that he's just going to be able to come in and turn into Patrick Mahomes right off the bat. That's usually not how it works for rookie quarterback. that's usually not how it works. Like there's one, two, maybe 3 years of learning. You know what I'm saying? Where they really have to get to the speed of the game. Understand what's going to be thrown at them defensively. Also, you know, depending on their situation, which, again, if we take Trevor, you know, with the first pick, we're still trying to figure other things out. The offensive line is pretty much more than likely going to be the same. There's going to be issues, you know, at wide receiver, all this stuff. You know, there's so much dependency there on free agency because we're going to have to, you know, move around. Well, if you're taking a guy that high, like you said, you're going backwards because he's going to start. You're going to have to sit there and go through this situation again. So it may be 1, 2, or 3 years before we really start winning again. Can you do that?
Oh,
and you have to protect him properly as well, because if he's not protected properly, then you'll see the same thing we're seeing out of Sam Darnold. If he's not coached properly, if you got Gase still here, we'll see the same thing that we're seeing with Sam Darnold, the same stuff. And I think Trevor is you know, going to be a very solid quarterback in the league. But, dude, we already got a guy here. We're doing our best to ruin him.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're doing our best to ruin him. It's like, there's so many Jets fans, when I speak to them, whether it be on social media or wherever, and they just tell me, well, Sam's got to raise, he's got to raise the talent around him. He's got to change things. And it's like, wait a second. If you went to your job, if I told you that you had to go to your job, you know, in the morning, and I took your car, I took the tools for you to do your job, and I took your supervisor away to tell you, you know, what job you have to do, how could you possibly do your job?
You're going to want to leave. And you know something? And you know the only thing I'm on, the only blame I'm putting on Sam is for Sam not speaking up. Sam has to speak up.
Well,
he has to speak up. He has to, Joe. I know he's not. And that's the problem. He needs to speak up. He needs to speak up.
Shaq, what can he say, though? What do you want him to say? Adam Gase is trash.
This
screenplay, I don't like his play
card.
I don't like his scheme. He's already done that, though, Shaq. Remember last year? Hold on a second. Remember last year? There was the issues with the play calling. There was the offense was terrible, and we were like, what is going on? And I was telling people, listen, this is not how Sam plays. He plays fast. Why does he – well, this scheme is not going to help him. That's one of the reasons I did not want us to hire Adam Gase. I completely understood that this scheme does not fit Sam. What happened? They went in there, and Sam went in there and told Adam Gase, listen, your offensive scheme is not working for me. We need to change some things, right? And then they came out. I think that was against the Cowboys. They came out, and they looked good. And then they went right back into the hole because the week after that, Adam Gase took the play calling back and said, nope, we're going to do it my way. And we're right back where we were before. It's the same thing. You know, so, dude, it's mind-boggling, bro. It's mind-boggling. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about this team. I don't know what to say about the lack of effort. I don't even what we're doing to Sam Darnold. And I know he did not play well. I know that. I know that the interceptions, I understand the hero ball. I know that he's trying to fit footballs where they should not be. He's just going out there and trying to make a play. But man, what we're doing to him is criminal. The lack of weapons, lack of protection. Yeah. The lack of coaching. Oh, it's horrific. But
a guy gave me an idea, man, of, you know, if we do trade Sam, like, Pittsburgh would be a perfect fit for Sam because I feel like they'll use his skill set. They'll use his skill set a lot better. A lot better. A lot better.
We're such a nice franchise. We'll help you out. We can't win anything.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. We'll
make
sure
that you are. That's what we are. That's what we are. We couldn't even get picks that was worth anything, and we couldn't even trade before the draft. My God. Seattle's out here destroying teams. But, hey, we're happy about these picks, though. Oh, my God. I would have traded his ass to Detroit and got some good picks. I would have just traded him before the draft. At least John Isaac was smart enough to do that. My God, bro. My God. I don't mind. And we just, I pray to God what? Sam do go to Pittsburgh. I pray to God he goes to Pittsburgh as soon as Big Ben goes.
Bro.
He fits there. Like, he don't remind you of, like, the Big Ben type of young quarterback that he was, Big Ben, back then. Like, and they use Big Ben tremendously. My God, man. Fudge this team, man. Fudge this team, man. Fudge this team, bro.
All right, Shaq. I want to thank you for not cursing. You said fudge. I heard you. I want to thank you for calling in, man. It was great to talk to you. Go ahead and throw out your social media, your Twitter handle. Let everybody know where they can contact you and talk to you about the team.
Hey, you guys can follow me at Shaq and Jet on Twitter. If you guys want to come at me and troll me, I am the journalist under the bridge, and I will have my Sam Darnold jersey on. I love you, Joe. I'm glad. I'm happy for you, man. Keep it going, baby.
I got love for you too, Shaq. Please call in next time I do a show, man.
Yes, sir.
Right, have a good one, man. Oh, man. Phenomenal call by Shaq. It was great to speak with him. Oh, this team is a mess, man. This team is a complete mess. What a show. I want to thank everyone for calling in. I had tons of callers. I apologize to anyone that dropped off. Listen, I got a long call list. You know what I'm saying? When you call in, please, I go down the list. I don't show, you know, preference to people.
know what I'm saying? You call in. That's the order that you get as you call in. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody. Everybody that's a Jets fan is not a Jets fan. I respect everybody the same. I want to show everybody love. You know what I'm saying? But now we come to the end of the show. Listen, I am the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. You want to go back and forth, I'm on there as well. Leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well, at YoungJ000, that's three zeros. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you right back. You want to troll me? No issues. I'm the troll that lives under the bridge, okay? And I will have my Darnold jersey on. I guess it's just me and Shaq. Me and Shaq down there with our Darnold jerseys on, you know. You could also catch the show's Twitter as well, at The Long Beach Joe. Go ahead and follow that as well. You know, we can talk Jets. I'd rather not this week, but I guess we can talk Jets. We can talk about whatever you folks want to talk about. I love connecting with you. I'm also on YouTube as well, at Long Beach Joe Jets. Again, Long Beach Joe Jets. Subscribe to my page on there. I put up, you know, tons of Jets content. You know, message me. I'll message you right back on there as well. You want to troll me in the comments as well. No issues. I'll troll you right back there as well. And as always, people, when you see me in person, all right, whenever you see me, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everybody, okay? The hugs will always remain free. Don't listen to any hater. You know what I'm saying? The hugs will always be free. I will never charge for a hug ever in my life, especially in times like this. This team sucks, okay? If you're a Jets fan, man, I'm telling you, we got this team sucks. The hugs will always be free. I'll never charge for them, all right? You folks have a good one. Peace.